Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. The Biden administration revealed their plan to tackle gas prices in the United States. As you can imagine, it's most likely going to make things far, far worse. Let's dive into the specifics. This is an article from Zero Hedge titled "Biden Administration Unveils Response to Putin's Price Hike at the Pump." And you'll notice throughout the article, whenever they reference specific quotes from the White House, they always have to put Putin in front of everything, which makes you kind of ask the question, why? Why are they doing that? Are they trying to make Putin always appear to be the bad guy? And maybe he is, but why are they always saying Putin's price hikes, as if gas wasn't extremely expensive prior to Russia invading Ukraine? But we're going to get more into that in just a moment. Let's go through this article. I've got several sentences and paragraphs highlighted that I wanted to discuss. First and foremost, here is the Zero Hedge article talking about his specific plan to release some of the oil reserves from this SPR. So let's get into it here. The White House released its fact sheet on how Biden administration will respond to what they are calling Putin's price hike. By not propaganda at all. By releasing 1 million barrels a day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. After consultation with allies and partners, the president, now this is a quote from the White House here, will announce the largest release of oil reserves in history, putting 1 million additional barrels on the market per day on average every day for the next 6 months. Interesting that just kind of coincides with midterms, I think, right? The world has never had a release of oil reserves at this 1 million per day rate for this length of time. I don't know if I'd be bragging about that. The record release will provide a historic amount of supply to serve as a bridge until the end of the year when domestic production ramps up. Okay, so let's just back up here to economics 101, kind of supply, demand, and why prices are important. When a price of something, let's just say oil, pulling that one out of a hat or pulling that one out of thin air, whatever the phrase is. If the price of oil goes up, what does that incentivize producers to do? I don't know, maybe produce more oil. If the price goes down, that disincentivizes producers to produce more oil. So by artificially increasing the supply, or whether you want to say it's artificial or not, regardless, increasing the supply by the central planners, that's going to decrease the incentive for producers to produce more, which is what we need. I think as just average Joe and Janes, we fall victim to this idea that the cure for high prices from a personal standpoint is just, well, I need to make more money. I mean, if I don't have enough money to pay the bills, I just need more money. And that's a rational response. But we take that same idea and apply it to macroeconomics and commodities, oil in this case, to where I think it's very easy for the average Joe and Jane just to buy into this narrative that the administration and the mainstream media is trying to push, that, well, all we have to do to solve inflation or consumer price inflation is just give people more money, right? And what that makes us forget is the only cure for high prices is more stuff, more supply. That's the only cure. So what you have to do while we're going through this entire article is just ask yourself the question, is this policy going to produce more oil or less oil in the future? Let's go through that kind of, let's go through the rest of this article, looking at it through that lens. Again, ask yourself the question, is this particular policy going to incentivize producers to produce more or less? Now we're getting to my highlights, or the parts of the article I highlighted. As Goldman Sachs warned below, such a release would therefore not resolve the structural supply deficit. Exactly what we're saying. Years in the making, and the need for restocking will be big demand pressure on prices. A large release from America would reduce the amount of necessary price-induced demand destruction. So they're in Goldman Sachs here. I give them a hard time quite a bit, but here's where they just hit the nail on the head. So this is Damien Kervalin. So I want to give him props here. So when prices get high, I was talking about the supply side of the equation, but I didn't reference the demand side, which is equally as important. And that is when prices get extremely high, it obviously reduces demand. If gasoline is $20 a gallon, people are going to use less of it than if it is $1 a gallon. Therefore, it's this self-calibrating system of free market economics. That is, so when the price goes high, the producers produce more of it, and the consumers use less of it, which brings the price back down. But what's happening here, and what they're pointing out, is that on the demand side of the equation, if prices aren't allowed to rise, then the demand isn't going to decrease like it otherwise would in a free market system. And you guys know, when the central planners intervene in free market capitalism or a free market, what you get is severe economic distortions. You get malinvestment, you get a misallocation of resources, and longer term, you get all of these unintended consequences. Going back to the article. Additionally, Saad Rahim Trafigura Group chief economist told Bloomberg TV that the potential SPR release will actually discourage future oil output and could drive forward prices higher, not lower, and for the reasons we have just discussed, and added that the U.S. is only capable of delivering 400,000 to 500,000 barrels a day from the strategic reserve. So again, the administration just coming out and blatantly lying to you. And why are they doing this? It's all optics. It's strictly optics. And it goes to show you that they have no problem whatsoever making things worse if they believe it will get you to vote for them. Moving on down the article. And just to throw some more interventionary gas on the fire, Biden urges Congress to make companies pay fees on wells from their leases that they haven't used in years. Okay, so first question, why haven't they used them? Most likely because they're not profitable. And so if you're artificially decreasing prices, they're not going to get more profitable. They're going to be less profitable. And then, remember I said, look at this article through the lens of is this going to create more or less supply? Well, what you're doing is you're imposing an additional fee or cost on these oil producers. Well, if you're imposing an additional fee on them and they can't use this land or else they would have already been using it to create a profit, then what they're going to have is less money in the future for additional supply, for capital expenditures, for drilling more oil. So again, shooting themselves in the foot. I guess you could sit here and argue whether this is intentional or unintentional. But again, the bottom line, the net result is still the same. Going back to the article. So on acres of public lands that they are hoarding without producing. Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is the administration saying that they are hoarding without producing. But they don't ask the question, why are they hoarding this without producing? Is it just that they hate you, they hate the public, they would forego profit just to spite Joe Biden and just to make the average Joe and Jane suffer? Of course not. The reason they're hoarding this and they're not using this land to produce is because it isn't profitable. and you're not going to make it any more profitable by imposing fees on them. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. Okay, now let's go back to the article here, which will also fail to achieve anything substantive because if the wells were, they're saying pretty much exactly what I was saying. If the wells were economic, they would be running them. And so companies will uncap wells only to keep them flowing at a trickle to avoid the fines, which is just ruining them for the future. Never one to miss a green opportunity. So this is where it gets really interesting. Because how does the Biden administration juggle this, right? They're trying to get oil producers to produce more oil, while at the same time, you're saying, damn you oil producers, you're destroying the climate. You're destroying the planet. So how do you walk that tightrope? Well, of course, they have to, like they said here, throw a bone to the AOC types here. And they're saying that the way they're spinning this to somehow, on one hand, say that we need to produce more oil, and on the other hand, say that carbon and fossil fuels are the Antichrist and that they're evil and we need to never, ever, ever use oil again. But oil companies, you need to produce a lot more or we're going to fine you. So going back to the article here, they threw a bone to the AOC types and the climate craze crowd by saying and issuing a directive authorizing the use of Defense Production Act to secure American production of critical materials to bolster our clean energy economy. Okay, so what does that really mean? We're going to get into that more in just a moment. But here I highlighted where this fact sheet is just all about Putin's price hike, Putin accelerated, Putin's war. And again, I'm not saying that Putin didn't invade, and I'm not saying that it wasn't his decision and that we should denounce that. But I am saying that first and foremost, I don't know that it was totally unprovoked. If you go back and look at what happened since the 1990s. And then also, I'm saying there's a reason they're presenting it in this way. And it's to offload responsibility from them, and it's to get you more emotional, more angry, so you will support the U.S. getting involved in this war, just like they got involved with Iraq or Afghanistan. I also thought that this was extremely interesting, where the Biden administration is coming out and saying that they want to, and this is a quote here, they want to make companies pay fees on wells they're not using. They want to make, not ask, not, hey guys, could you create more supply? But we want to make you create more supply. And then down here, when they're referring to Putin, they're saying, well, these obvious actions of a dictator. And listen, I'm not saying Putin is not a dictator. I'm not saying that he's a good guy by any stretch of the imagination. but let's call a spade here. All of these politicians are crooks. I don't care whether it's Putin. I don't care whether it's Zelensky, whether it's Biden, whether it's, Tony Blair, Boris Johnson, Macron, Merkel. They're all crooked as a scenic railway. And they all are authoritarians, and they're all dictators at heart. So the article goes on. Looks like they dive deeper into this this idea of this balancing act that the administration's trying to do, where they're kind of commanding oil producers to do more, but at the same time trying to pander to their climate change constituents. And they're saying, well, yes, we're just temporarily, we're using more fossil fuels, but that's so in the future we can use less fossil fuels and use more batteries. That's it. So what they do here is they include more than $950 a year in gas savings. How are they going to create this environment where the average Joe and Jane is saving $950 a year in gas? That sounds pretty good. Oh, that's right. By encouraging them to buy electric vehicles. Okay, well, last time I checked, pretty much the cheapest electronic vehicle you could buy is what, maybe $30,000-$40,000. So I know I can get solid used cars for under 10 grand. So they're saying, yes, average Joe and Jane, just you can easily save $1,000 a year on gas. You just have to buy a $40,000 car. Problem solved, right? All right, moving down the article. And the president, and this is again quoting from their press release or whatever, will issue a directive. Again, who's the dictator? Authorizing the use of the Defense Production Act to secure American production of critical materials to bolster our clean energy economy. By reducing our reliance on China and other countries for minerals and materials that will power our clean energy future. Specifically, the DPA will be authorized to support the production and processing of minerals and materials. Weird, because before this all happened, I thought that mining for things like gold and minerals and materials was bad for the environment. But somehow, when you mine for things that go into batteries, that's good for the environment. So if you're mining for, or if you're trying to extract natural gas from the ground, or gold or silver, well, that's bad. That's horrible for the environment. But if you're trying to extract lithium, nickel, cobalt, graphite, and magnesium, then, well, that doesn't impact the environment at all. You see, this is the mental gymnastics that they try to impose on you, so that you basically vote for them and you feel good about voting for them. You say, "Oh my gosh, I feel so great! I'm for voting for Biden or any of his." Clones, whether it's Biden or AOC or Bernie Sanders or even on the right too. I mean, it's the exact same thing. They just have different topics or different hot buttons on the right. But what they try to do is they make you feel good. So, if I vote for Biden, I'm saving the world. When in reality, it's just a marketing spin. It's smoke and mirrors. And they're just telling you what you want to hear in order for you to vote for them. And their end game has nothing to do with the environment. It has nothing to do with what's good for you and your family. It has everything to do with them gaining more power, more control. Yeah, and that was the main part of the article that I wanted to share with you guys. So as always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. Continue to think critically and always be skeptical of these politicians and the mainstream media, and realize that 99% of their solutions are only going to make the problem worse in the long run. We'll see you on the next video.